When arriving at the station in southern Baoli, turn right to take a shuttle bus from the Pingdong Transportation Bus Company at the stop next to the lighthouse. You'll arrive at the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium soon after. The National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium is widely popular. If you visit Pingdong, you should not miss it. In 1991, the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium was formally in business. The main planning concept was to demonstrate the spirit and features of water. The museum was developed based on low-density architecture. The dispersed buildings are connected by footpaths, helping to maintain its harmonious relationship with the natural environment. The National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium comprises four exhibition areas: Waters of Taiwan, Coral Kingdom Pavilion, Waters of the World, and Whale Explorium. Each exhibition area has different thematic stories. Regular shows also take place in these exhibition areas, providing tourists with diverse traveling experiences. On the plaza entrance, there are two fountain plazas where tourists can explore or take a rest. On the Pacific Ocean Plaza and Whale Plaza, located at the entrance, there are exhibition life-size models of artificial whales and fishes. Tourists can see models of sea animals such as dolphins, swordfish, as well as the splendid humpback whale and their cubs jumping out of the water. There are also models of sperm whales that keep spurting water and taking a breath. These models are so vivid that they look quite real. Tourists can also refresh themselves by playing in the water on the plazas while basking in the sunshine of southern Taiwan. In Waters of Taiwan, its main theme is the water cycle. Tourists will follow the journey of a water drop, traveling from cold and chilly streams in the mountains all the way to immense oceans and seas across the diverse ecological water environment of Taiwan. Within the museum, tourists are also provided with detailed instructions of various kinds of species and creatures inhabiting the waters of Taiwan. All of these can further increase your knowledge of Taiwan. In Coral Kingdom Pavilion, its main theme is diving between coral reefs. By gradually diving onto the seabed, we can see unique creatures and landscapes, sunken vessels, as well as other lost marine transports under the sea. Here, we can learn how the paradise of the marine organism is created. Learning about the global efforts to save coral reefs will also allow tourists to understand its importance to marine life. In Waters of the World, the main themes are based on travels through time and space across all waters via space-time survey boats. Through virtual technology, along with 3D and 2D imaging applications, the once unreachable water world is shown to tourists. Through the seamless manipulation of technology, tourists can shuttle between the virtual and the real world. Tourists can visit the oceans of ancient times, gigantic seaweed forests, immeasurable deep sea waters, and chilly polar waters that are bound to leave its audience completely speechless. When you pass by Ho Wan, you'll be reminded of the seashore. You will see an eye-catching whale-shaped building named Whale Explorium. In 2010, the Bureau of Energy, NOEA, cooperated with the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium. The then original Seashore Administrative Station was transformed into an electrical optical explorium based on solar energy technology. More than 1,000 pieces of polysilicon solar cells are spread over the surface of this explorium. Power can be fully generated by using the natural resources of Hangchung areas, such as abundant sunshine and spacious environments. The scorching hot sunshine of southern Taiwan has been turned into green energy, and it now powers the applications within the Explorium. Currently, the annual power generation can reach up to 108,000 kilowatt hours, equal to the daily power generation of approximately 11,000 households. This can help reduce close to 56.38 metric tons of CO2 emissions. The Explorium has become the best example of caring for the ocean and the environment of the Earth. This audio file was produced by the Pingtung County Government. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a pleasant journey.